Order, order.
Mr. Speaker, it's not your job to have an opinion on whether the minister should answer the question you want them to answer.
Deputy Prime Minister Bill English telling his former ministerial colleague Lockwood Smith how to do his new job as Speaker.
Your job under standing orders, as Dr. Cullen pointed out yesterday, is simply to decide whether the question has been addressed. And I share Dr. Cullen's view that to take a role beyond that is to take on a burden that you may find difficult to get out from under eventually.
But the Speaker wasn't giving up on his campaign to make ministers more accountable at question time.
I invite the member to read the relevant standing order.
That's standing order 377, contents of replies.
The first thing that standing order requires is the minister to answer a question. The nature of the answer must address the question. The question asked whether the minister had briefed the Prime Minister. That is a fairly plain English question. I invite the minister to answer.
And appropriately, it involved the pair of MPs that got the speaker started on his campaign, Labour Minister Kate Wilkinson and her Labour shadow, Trevor Mallard, who was following up on a question that his leader, Phil Goff, had put to the Prime Minister.
What is the current status of the New Zealand skills strategy developed by Business New Zealand, the Council of Trade Unions and the Industry Training Federation?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, my understanding is the strategy is still in operation, and actually I might point... Well, it's a strategy, like a lot of strategies.
Mr. Goff complained that the Prime Minister had failed to answer his question.
The question, as you have suggested, was very specific. It is, what is the current status of the New Zealand skills strategy? Either the Prime Minister can address that, or if he doesn't know what it is, he should simply acknowledge that and promise
order,
to get back to
order.
Me.
The Speaker invited Mr. Goff to repeat his question, getting this reply from the Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, all I can say is, in terms of a skills strategy, we are working on one of those, and this is the difference, Mr. Speaker.
So Trevor Mallard asked the Minister of Labour if she had briefed Mr. Key about the skills strategy, getting this answer from Kate Wilkinson.
I have had many discussions with and conversations with many of my ministerial colleagues before and after the job summit, and that conversation still continues.
Speaker, point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, the Honourable Trevor Mallard.
It was a very specific question about whether she'd briefed the Prime Minister.
The Speaker agreed with Mr. Mallard, drawing opposition first from the Deputy Prime Minister, then from his Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
There were numerous meetings leading up to the summit. Naturally, the Prime Minister was pivotal in those. Was there a specific briefing? That's not what was asked. The question was he briefed? And the answer was given.
Well, I invite the Minister to give that answer.
Come on.
Despite Mr. Brownlee's evident frustration, the Speaker demanded an answer.
The Minister can easily answer the question, because the Minister knows the answer. And the public has a right. The public has a right that the Executive is held to account in this House. I invite the Minister, if she's able to answer the question.
Mr. Speaker, of course I have had discussions and briefings and conversations with the Prime Minister and other ministerial colleagues, both before and after the job summit.
Having finally got that answer, Mr. Mallard asked one question too many.
Why is she satisfied that the Prime Minister understood the strategy when he answered in the House yesterday?
The Honourable Kate Wilkinson.
Because, Mr. Speaker, we have the very best Prime Minister that we've had in this country.
Not the answer that Trevor Mallard was probably looking for, while Bill English had an answer ready for the first question of the week, a patsy from one of his own backbenchers, Craig Foss.
My question is to the Minister of Finance. Has he seen any recent reports relating to the Public Finance Act 1989?
Indeed, the Minister had seen such a report.
Yes, I have. A ministerial inquiry around the disclosure of funding shortfalls in ACC's non-earner account has found that under the Public Finance Act, the previous Labor-led government should have revealed a projected $300 million a year shortfall in the account in the run-up to last year's election.
Mr. English ruled out calling in the police to prosecute his predecessor, Michael Cullen, while Labor claimed that National was exaggerating the problem to justify privatisation of ACC. The bad-tempered niggling on this issue ran right throughout the week, which on Wednesday saw the first Members' Day of this Parliament. Top of the order paper was a local bill banning the wearing of any gang patches in Whanganui. In the name of the local MP, Chester Burrows, it was supported by his national colleagues and Peter Dunn, but they were short of a majority, with the Maori Party voting against them for the fourth time in this Parliament. ACT came to the rescue, though, their five votes getting the bill through its second reading by 64 votes to 58. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.